Industry heavyweights battle for Caesars Windsor's gaming license. The contest for the license to operate the slots and blackjack tables at Caesars Windsor in Canada is intensifying, with three industry heavyweights each determined to secure it. The casino has been operating for more than three decades, but this is the first time that the license has been available since it opened, and the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corp, OLG, is currently reviewing bids. A truly close contest. It has been reported that there is a close contest between Caesars Entertainment Inc., the present operator, Bally's Corp., which grew from Caesars' previous assets, and Mohegan Gaming and Entertainment, an Indigenous-owned company known for its success in Niagara Falls. OLG is keeping the details confidential. However, there's widespread speculation in Windsor about the outcome. The decision, due in the fall, will select the casino's operator for the coming 20 years, starting in 2025. Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins, union leaders, and tourism experts all support Caesars Entertainment Inc., highlighting the casino's critical role in sustaining over 2,000 jobs and boosting local tourism. The OLG's choice will impact not just the casino's direction but also Windsor's wider economic scenario. The wider impact of Caesars. Caesars Windsor has been instrumental in reshaping the city, helping it transform from a car center to a popular tourist destination. Located in the city's heart, the casino has overcome various challenges, including smoking bans, travel restrictions, and the recent global pandemic, proving its resilience in the dynamic gambling sector. Caesar's impact on the local economy is significant, with 4.4 million visitors contributing $669 million to the region in 2022. The decision by the OLG is important, as it will influence not only the casino's future but also the competitive nature of the regional gambling industry. In April 2023, the OLG began its search for a new operator for Caesars Windsor Casino. The OLG's request for pre-qualification, RFPQ, called for experienced and reputable firms to submit their proposals, aiming to select a qualified operator to uphold the casino's competitive edge and support the local economy. The chosen operator will manage the daily operations, while the OLG will maintain overall control.